sound of Democrats chanting, "Yes, we can," on the floor of the House yesterday night at 10:45, past my bedtime. They had just cast the 216th vote, which put them over the top and passed the health care bill.
For most Americans, this debate has never been about abstractions. The fight between right and left, Republican and Democrat, it's always been about something far more personal.
I feel like Obama gets all this stuff for being like, you know, having, he's trying to do what he said he's going to do. It's not, it's like something that people have been trying to do in America for like half a century or something like that.
So that is the president speaking late last night after the House passed the bill. And then you hear a patient at Highland Hospital from the Waiting Room Project in Oakland, California. The Waiting Room Project has been talking to people out of that hospital there for a while. So there we have the view from Washington and then the view from the ground on this health care bill.
There are before and after moments for almost everyone in America because the debate is done. Now it's like
right?
We move forward.
That's exactly right. And that's what we want to do right now. We're going to go to our view from Washington with our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
Okay, so I want you to listen to this.
We felt we got nowhere in the first day and a half of negotiations, and that's when a number of us said, we're not voting for this if you don't fix this. We had to get their attention. As I said to someone, you know, you don't go to a hardball game with a wiffle ball bat, and we just had to take out the hardball bats.
So that is Representative Peter DeFazio of Oregon, and that's taken a step back in time before the bill was passed. What is it that he wanted, and what did he get?
Well, Peter DeFazio is a great illustration of what this weekend was like. Saturday and Sunday leading up to the final vote on Sunday night, a lot of horse trading and members bucking for things that they wanted in this bill. So what he was talking about, why he brought out the hardball bat on the White House and on Speaker Pelosi, was more money for his state on Medicare payments, complicated Medicare formula. But what Peter DeFazio did was get really upset on Saturday morning and say, I'm a progressive, I'm a liberal, but I'm not voting for this bill unless you send more money to my mostly rural state for Medicare money. Why does New York get all the money? We deserve some too. And he had probably 6 or 7 votes coming with him, and that was enough to tip the scale. So the entire weekend was like that. Small groups of members saying, we're not voting for this unless, in this case, Medicare money. In another case, of course, abortion with Bart Stupak
of
Michigan.
Let's hear this from Bart Stupak.
I'm pleased to announce that we have an agreement, and it's with the help of the President, the Speaker, we were able to come with an agreement to protect the sanctity of life in the health care reform, that there will be no public funding for abortion in this legislation.
Okay, so people who've never heard of Bart Stupak before now possibly know him as that guy from Michigan who was so strong on abortion issues.
Right.
He says he got what he wanted, but what he really got was an executive order saying the law that stands will continue to stand.
He got a clarification that no federal funding under this bill will go to abortion. That's existing law. He really wanted that explicitly said, and he got the president to say it, essentially. The president will sign that executive order. And when that was the point yesterday when Bart Stupak made the announcement you just played, Celeste, when we knew this bill was going to pass, because 7, probably 8 members were with him on this abortion issue. When he said he was satisfied with an executive order, it was over.
Okay, so let's, as John says, let's move the debate from Washington and go to talk about what this is going to mean for Americans on the ground. Trudy Lieberman is with us. She's a contributing editor at the Columbia Journalism Review and a healthcare blogger for CGF.org. And Trudy, I know you were answering questions from people all night over the healthcare bill, people that were calling into a radio station in Pittsburgh. I want you to listen to this. This is actually a pediatrician out of Oklahoma, Dr. Peter Sinton.
I will be interested to see how the bill is going to affect me as a physician. I'd like to see it make it easier for people to get insured, but I don't know that it will do that. You know, I don't know. Most of the physicians I work with are very confused about what the end result of this is going to be, and we don't have a sense for what's going to happen. But if the intention of the bill comes forward, which is to make it easier for people to get insured, then we're happy.
So, Trudy, we have doctors who are confused. Does everyone seem to be confused on the ground?
Yeah, and we've been talking about this all year, sometimes on your show as well.
People really don't know what's in this bill. They don't know how it will affect him. The media hasn't been telling them, and neither have the politicians. This thing really came down to a lot of slogans, and you heard the president talking more about them yesterday, saying more slogans yesterday. And so people have heard sound bites, snippets, and so forth, and they're not really sure what it's going to mean to them. And in a nutshell, in the immediate future, it doesn't mean a lot to most people. People who have employer-provided insurance will keep that insurance. They will see their deductibles go up because the policies, more and more of the cost of the policies being shoved to them. That is going to continue. In 2014, that's when we'll be seeing a big change, and that's when the pediatrician that you just talked about will be able to see some more of his patients getting health insurance, and that, of course, will mean more money to the pediatricians. They'll now have more paying patients. But the people in the so-called individual market will not be able to get their subsidized coverage until 4 years from now. And so that's a long time to wait for a lot of people. So for most of those people, it will be the status quo, with one exception. There is about $5 billion that the Congress is going to put into these high-risk pools that many states have. That will allow some people right now with pre-existing conditions who do not have access to coverage because they're sick will be able to go to these risk pools and get coverage. However, there's one glitch with that. The actuaries say that that will run out of money by in the next year, so that so that we may not have any coverage for very long.
But you know, Trudy, you say that four years is a long time to wait. But you know, the country's been waiting for meaningful health care reform for much longer than 4 years. I mean, isn't this a moment to kind of take stock of how insignificant this is?
This is very significant. Indeed, there hasn't been a health care expansion like this since Medicare was passed in 1965. This is a very, very important occasion in terms of expanding social programs in the United States. There are many, many implementation details and hurdles to overcome, and that's what we'll be working on in the next several months and couple of years.
Trudy, we're asking our listeners today, and I'll ask you, with the passage of the health care bill, today is a blank day for America.
I would say momentous.
Okay. Trudy Lieberman, contributing editor at the Columbia Journalism Review, healthcare blogger for CJF.org. And Todd Zwillick joined us. He's our Takeaway Washington correspondent. And now at 15 minutes past the hour, let's check in on the top stories.
Well, more about that momentous day, Trudy just suggested. We've been talking about the big story of the morning, health care reform passing in the House last night without a single Republican vote. In other news, tens of thousands of protesters rallied at the National Mall in Washington yesterday. They were chanting, "Yes, we can," echoing Democrats on health care reform, but they were speaking in Spanish and waving American flags. Supporters of immigration reform came from all across the country. Protesters were hoping their rally would encourage lawmakers to tackle the thorny issue, and there were people on the other side as well. President Obama recorded a video message for the rally pledging to fix the, quote, broken immigration system. Airline travelers should be on alert today for some new security measures. Passengers may be scanned, swabbed, and patted down before flying. It's part of beefed-up government responses to the failed Christmas Day airliner attack.
Former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush are heading to Haiti today after the January earthquake. President Obama put them in charge of U.S. fundraising. The two former presidents will make a one-day trip to work out what further aid the country needs. Takeaway producer Anna Sale is reporting from a hospital in rural Haiti. You can read her daily dispatches at the Takeaway blog. The NCAA tournament takes a three-day rest after an exciting first weekend. Cornell scored the biggest upset in yesterday's action. They beat fourth-ranked Wisconsin to punch their ticket into the Sweet 16. And the semi-round final starts up on Thursday. Those are some of the stories we're watching, though I think the Kansas is loss is probably the biggest one and screwed up everybody's predictions for those. Those are some of the stories we're following this morning. But, of course, all morning long, we will be talking about the health care reform bill, which will cost $950 billion but somehow reduce the deficit. We'll get the answers on that.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.